Chapter 10. The soldier at the border looked into the distance. He picked up his gun quickly. A group of soldiers was coming. Was it an attack? They came closer. They were smiling and holding up their hands. The soldier relaxed. It was not the enemy. The soldier called for a truck to take the men to the army camp. First, they went to the hospital. Then they went to eat. And they ate a lot. Finally, an officer came to see them. "Well, men," he said, "I have good news. 3 days ago, we attacked the capital city. The battle lasted for 2 days, but we won. The war is over. We are all going home." The men smiled at each other. The officer spoke again. "You are all very tired. Soon you can sleep, but first tell me what happened." Sergeant Farrell spoke. He told the officer about the tunnel and about their escape across the country. The officer was surprised. "That's amazing," he said. "I can't believe it. You traveled 100 kilometers and escaped. That was a very dangerous journey." "Yes," said Sergeant Farrell. "But we had to do it. We have been together for a long time. We started the war together, and we will finish it together." "I see," said the officer. "And no one died. You are a great leader, Sergeant. You will get a medal for this. You have a good future in the army." "I don't want a medal, sir," said Sergeant Farrell. "And I don't want to stay in the army. I am tired. We are all tired. I just want to get on an aeroplane with my men. I want to go and meet Billy's parents. I want to visit Mike's children. Our war is over. That was our last mission, and now we will make our final journey. We are all going home."